The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Quiet, come out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this?" Hopefully, most of us have not run across a demoniac. We've seen some people that we thought were crazy. I see them when I drive all the time. But hopefully we really don't encounter demons that often. And honestly, that would be a frightening thing to run into one. I have run into a couple persons in my lifetime that I thought, there's something here that's really, really strange. I was talking to a man not so long ago who came to talk to me, and he told me, "I'm very envious of my neighbors." And I thought, well, okay. But he was envious because he didn't want to spend the money that it took to catch up with where his neighbors were. Oh, he had all the money. And then I noticed greed. So envy and greed. And then he had a family. But he resented the fact that they went to church all the time. And his wife was worried all the time about the children becoming good Christians. She should spend more time taking care of him. And he was angry. And then he told me some things that were absolutely horrifying. And he seemed so proud of them. And at the end of the conversation, I said to him, "I fear for your soul. If you believe all this, I fear for your soul." I was certain that I was being tested by someone who was truly on the path toward evil. And we hear things said by people. I mentioned this before in a homily a few weeks ago. I heard a young man at a college interviewed about little children, and he believed very strongly that if, you know, you got tired of your infant, but you had up to the age of 2, and then you should be able to just kill the infant. And I'm like, what an awful, awful thought. Where does this come from? Jesus ran into demoniacs in his own society. And we sometimes hear these stories and maybe think these are psychological problems that people had. But I would suggest there's something more, that there is evil out there in the world. Jesus said he saw Satan fall to the earth like lightning. in the stories about Satan that come from Persia originally, the evil principle, the Satan, was so prideful that he had to be cast away from the divine. And it doesn't seem that he's been very happy with the human race at all. He tried to destroy the human race. He set the people in a rage against their God over and over and over. We've heard of the Baals, the golden calf. All of that goes right to the heart of evil. And we're called to be wise. We're called to be wise, peaceful like doves, but wise like serpents. We need to recognize when we see or hear evil. And if we have to flee it, so be it. But I recommend to a lot of people when they come to me and talk that they should not forget their prayer to Saint Michael, who defends us against this evil one, who works for the Lord to protect poor human beings. Jesus rebukes this demoniac and he says, "Quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. This poor man had been overtaken by evil for whatever reason. He let evil in. Sometimes it's probably not the fault of the person, but bad habits lead to all sorts of evils. And one step at a time, one finds oneself on that wide road to hell. The church has just recently, through the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, published a little book, and it's about prayers to overcome evil in the world. And I was just looking at it carefully the other day. I haven't seen the book, but I was looking at the advertisement on their website. It's taken directly from the Book of Exorcism. I've seen the Book of Exorcism back in the 1990s when it first came out with a revision. It was entirely in Latin, and only a few people in dioceses are allowed to actually use the book for the purpose of casting out demons. I don't even know who our exorcist is in this diocese. It's probably one of the priests that does Mass in Latin, because you have to be able to use Latin in the book. But our world, when we see strange things happening, let's not discount the possibilities that we're seeing evil at work. And we must pray always for peace and holiness in our lives so that we are good examples to all of our children. When we are overtaken by anger, fits of rage, all those things do not come from the Lord. Those things come from the devil. And the devil wants to destroy the human race. So let's keep fighting the devil, fighting evil, and we do that best by being peaceful people, people who love the Lord, who come to his sacraments, who avail themselves of the sacrament of penance, and who come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. If we stay close to Jesus, we will be safe. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. Thanks be to God.